Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, March 24th, 2023. Today he is talking about the oneness of love and the unreality of fear. Enjoyment of life is your God-given inheritance. Humanity's collective awakening is surging ahead with increasing rapidity toward the now moment in which it is occurring, now. It may well seem to you that this is not the case, as you watch the unfolding of worldwide events that are in no way near being in alignment with love, the only reality. Relax. All is divinely taken care of. The illusory dream or game-like environment of form, in which you are still experiencing the unreality of separation from Mother, Father, God, is dissolving before your very eyes. The divine plan for your awakening is, of course, proceeding perfectly, which is the only way that it can. Signs of this divine unfolding can be seen all across the world, even though your social and mainstream media are deliberately not reporting them. Your awakening, as you have so frequently been informed, is totally assured and guaranteed by God, whose only will for you is that the love that you are arises fully into your living conscious awareness, to utterly eradicate any doubts to which many of you may still be clinging. Trust in God, release any doubts, and know, as you do deep within yourselves, that your trust is completely justified because it is trust in Him, your infinitely loving Creator and Father. You are all the beloved children of God, and you always will be, because her love for you is endless, eternal, and unceasing. To be separate from her is utterly impossible, because there is only the One, the All, which enfolds and embraces all that she has created and continues to create. Creation, like God, is an eternally ongoing state of existence, sharing and extending love, the life force that establishes vitality and sentience in all that is created. For her endless delight and joy, as she watches the jubilation and merriment of all of her progeny as they engage most enthusiastically with the life with which she has endowed them. Her divine will is that you be fully and completely enjoy every moment of the life with which she has so lovingly blessed you, and you can. Enjoyment of life is your God-given inheritance, fully available to you in every moment of your eternal existence. However, as humans in form, by your own individual choices, you frequently allow what is not in alignment with love to confuse and distract you. You can and do choose either love or fear, and they are, of course, mutually exclusive. You cannot engage with both at the same time, because fear is a choice to avoid and exclude engagement with love, which, as you well know, is your true and only nature. Fear, by its very nature, excludes. It is a major aspect of your sense of separation, and it encourages you to believe that life is unsafe, and it then floats what if thoughts of possible dangers into your minds, so that you feel obligated to prepare for the worst that could happen, either to yourselves or to your nearest and dearest. And this often fills you with anxiety. But love envelops all that God creates, reality, and does not know fear, which is non-reality, a state of the egoic mind that has chosen separation and aloneness because it cannot trust others who appear to it as ones who would betray it. As many humans believe that their egoic minds are their real minds, the only form of protection that they have, they cling ferociously to them and search constantly for others who have beliefs that are similar to their own. You see this everywhere as people choose to take sides and support those whom they believe will, when necessary, support them in their hour of need. Frequently the results of these kinds of choices can be very unsatisfactory, and sometimes they are even disastrous. therefore choose only love. Love is the power, the infinite field of divine energy that is all. There is no escape from it, and no one who has experienced love ever wants it to be terminated. You are unconditionally and infinitely loved by God in every moment of your eternal existence. And that means that you are utterly and completely free and unrestrained by any restrictions. Love makes no demands and withholds itself from no one. Nevertheless, you can, and an enormous number of people do, choose to believe that the illusory state of existence that you experience as humans in form is the only reality, and they then live as if their current human lives are a once-only event. Of course they are not. They are just temporary moments in which the unreal appears real, similar to the dreams that you undergo when you allow your bodies to sleep, and which are rapidly forgotten when they awaken. By choosing love instead of fear, your egos are disempowered, and then you will find yourselves at peace and enjoying the continuous flow of now moments as your human lives unfold, following the plans that you each individually designed before incarnating. Plans that you designed with divine guidance in order to experience the collective awakening, and so that you could mightily assist many. You will be amazed when you realize how many, who are mere more deeply asleep within the illusion than you are. Remember, all are one. The collective awakening is for everyone, without exceptions. Nevertheless, you are utterly free, and consequently a small minority may decide that awakening is not for them. That will not in any way affect or delay your collective awakening. But that unwise choice does not mean that they will not awaken, because realization will dawn upon them, eventually, when they choose to allow it to do so, that only love is real. No sentient being can remain eternally unaware of this divine truth. When that realization does arise, as it most surely will, then they too will move forward and awaken, and they too, when they make that most wonderful decision, will also, just like all of you, receive the most magnificent welcome from Mother, Father, God as they return home. No one will be left behind, forgotten, remain unseen, let alone be judged as unworthy of God's infinite love. How could love possibly reject love, which is what all sentient beings are, when it is all, and there is no state or place beyond it? So, as I tell you every time we commune, do make sure to allow yourselves quiet time daily to visit your holy inner sanctuaries, and while there, relaxed and at peace, feel the love flowing freely and beautifully as it envelops and embraces you. When you do that, you assist all sentient life to move forward most expeditiously through the awakening process, and you also strongly empower the intentions you daily set to be only loving whatever arises. Your loving brother, Jesus.